Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we continue a two-week focus in living a life that overcomes, we're going to talk today specifically about overcoming wandering and that tendency that we often have to get lost. And looking at, my screen went blank here, but anyhow, looking at a verse out of Revelation, as we've kind of done about every other day, taking a message from God's messenger to the churches and to us. He says in Revelation 3:12, "He who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will he leave it. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God. And I will also write on him my new name." We talked, I believe last week, about overcoming and receiving a new name. Here he talks about writing on us his new name. But he says that the one that overcomes will be a pillar, will be a support within the temple of God. And he'll never leave it. I think most of us have tendencies to get distracted. And it's not that we necessarily deliberately walk away from our relationship with God, from our fellowship with one another, from the things of God, but we perhaps find ourselves wandering, drifting away from where we once were. And so much of these messages to the churches that we read in Revelations are about remaining faithful, about overcoming whatever obstacles come our way. And I believe when we recognize that God has a place for us, and it's not just a place in the corner, it's not just a place to get us out of the way. It's a place of belonging. It's a place of involvement. Whether you want to think of the pillar in the temple of God being a literal physical pillar that supports a physical structure, God makes it clear that the temple he's talking about, this New Jerusalem, is more than a physical entity. It's a spiritual place of belonging. His dwelling that's not confined by space or time or physical nature of buildings. But we often talk about people, and at least we used to, about people who were pillars of the community. And it's not that they were physically supporting the community, keeping it standing, but they were involved. The community existed in part because of their efforts, because of their love for the community, because of their work. And I think when God tells us that when we overcome, we become a pillar of his temple, which the Bible says is us, it's people. And when God's dwelling is not only among us, it's in us. we discover we have an important role. We have an important part. Our work is not insignificant. Paul would write to the Christians in his day and really about some of the same struggles that we have now. We like to categorize things. We like to create a pecking order, so to speak. We have things that we believe are important and things that are less important and things that are unimportant. And while in many areas of life that may well be true, in the kingdom of God, it's not. In His kingdom, He says we each have different gifts, we each have different abilities, we each have different tasks to perform, but they're all necessary. He says those tasks that we might think are less honorable are actually deserving of more honor, of special treatment. And just as the parts of our body are important and needed, the place of belonging within God's family is for everyone. There are a lot of reasons why people quit attending a church. Sometimes they move, sometimes they just quit. But many times, especially when they're going somewhere else, they've not moved housing-wise, they've not moved where they live, they'll say something like, well, I just didn't seem to fit in it. That there really wasn't a place for me. But God says in His kingdom, there is a place. And sometimes here on earth, it can become difficult to figure out where it is we belong. But we can be assured that as a child of God, we belong in His kingdom. There's not a need to wander away from Him. I'm not saying there aren't reasons at times to change the church congregation that you attend. I suspect there are some. I'm just not convinced that there are as many legitimate reasons as we tend to make up. And many times our churches, especially across America, where it's so easy to hop from one to another, they suffer. Because people don't feel they belong. And we don't have to work through those differences to create a place of belonging. Sometimes we're not given the opportunity to work through those differences because we just wander off. And I think one of the great dangers of this lifestyle of wandering is eventually we become comfortable with it. And instead of wandering from one church to another, we eventually wander away from the fellowship with other believers. And when we wander away from others, we soon find it difficult to stay connected with God. God says we need one another. We need one another for encouragement, for correction, for teaching, for training, for rebuke, for discipline. And to live life knowing that you have a place of belonging here on earth is important. I think it's a valuable thing. But to live life knowing you have a place of belonging in God's kingdom. That you will never leave, that the wandering will be over, that you can call home, ought to fill every one of us with a sense of value, with a sense of gratitude, with a song of praise to the God who has called us His. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And your love for us has created a place of belonging for every person. When we accept you, when we have our sins washed away, when we are made holy and righteous through the blood of Jesus, when we overcome the temptations of this world, including the temptation to wander, we find a place of belonging. We find a place that we never have to leave, and a place we never want to leave. God, today I pray that we would do a better job here on earth, within the fellowships of believers, within the church congregations that meet together, of working out the conflicts that often come up, the differences of opinion, the differences of ways of doing things. We would hold fast to the truth of your word, to the doctrines that are so important. But in doing so, we would create an atmosphere that would reduce the wandering tendencies of our heart, of our spirit, of our person. And Father, that these places of belonging here on earth would help us to understand more fully the great sense of belonging that we have in your kingdom. That it would prepare us to never want to leave. Not only to never want to leave the fellowship that we have here, but to never want to leave the fellowship we have with you. Father, for any that might be listening today that are struggling with these tendencies to wander, that find themselves feeling distant from you, when in times past they have felt close, I pray that you would help them to know that they can overcome, that they can return. Your word tells us that from wherever we are, no matter how far we've wandered, when we realize and we look to you and we seek you with a whole heart, you will be found. So God, today help us to each one of us to become that pillar in your kingdom that does our part, that doesn't look to others to see what they do to try to define us, but that we look to you to know what you've created us to do, who you've created us to be. And may that pillar in your kingdom be defined by faithfulness. And may the great value that you place upon us, that you have for us, turn our hearts towards you in a way that we never would leave. We would never be tempted to wander. Father, help us to grow in faithfulness, first of all, to you. And may our faithfulness to you and to your word help us to grow in faithfulness to one another. And Father, may this ability to overcome the wandering that our heart is often inclined to help us to represent Jesus more accurately and more fully to others. May they know they too can belong in a place that they would never leave. And Father, as we live life today, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.